Murder is Easy by Agatha Christie. Dramatized by Joy Wilkinson.
England. England after so many years. No more hot, stifling nights, no more blinding sun, no more lonely evenings, rereading old copies of The Times. Just England. On a June day, with a grey sky and a biting wind. England with a nice girl by a log fire. Settling down, putting my feet up, living the easy life.
Derby result, late edition.
Winning a fortune on the Derby, maybe.
Oh, excuse me.
Derby result.
Have one, please.
There you go, sir. Oh, that's a winner.
At third, but still, nice little payout from the club sweep.
Oh, you put much on her.
Sorry, I'll have to go on this train.
That'll be your mistake, sir. Boat Express doesn't stop here. I would have just been waiting for a signal.
Well, maybe it's a signal I should stay here. Looks pretty. Where is this place?
Witchwood under Ash. Fascinating little town. History of witchcraft, black magic, the occult. We'd be very happy to have you, sir.
When's the next train to London?
This is the fast train. Only 1 hour and 10 minutes. The morning one takes 1 hour and 40.
I see.
I meant to go up this morning, but Wonky Poo was missing. That's my cat. Oh, he's had such a painful ear lately. I couldn't leave home till he was found.
No, of course not.
So I had to take the afternoon train instead. And really, it's a blessing as it's not so crowded.
Look, I can find another carriage
if
you like.
No. It's nice to have company. And it's not a problem when one is travelling first class. I don't normally, but I'm on very important business, so I thought, just this once. Yeah. I know soldiers on leave have to travel first class. I mean, being an officer, it's expected of you.
I'm not a soldier, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought you looked like you might be on leave from somewhere hot.
I was a policeman in the Myang Straits.
A policeman?
Yes.
Then I'm very glad that I caught this train with you. This important business I'm on... I'm going to Scotland Yard to report a murder.
A murder? Really?
Lots of murders. Our constable in Witchwood is nice enough, but I don't feel he's the person to deal with anything serious. He'd think I was imagining things.
Are you quite sure you're not?
I might have been imagining it the first time, but not the second or third. After that, one knows... That's why I thought it best to go straight to Scotland Yard. They'll know how to deal with it, don't you think?
Oh, I'm sure they'll know how to deal with you.
I hope so. There really isn't much time. I read about a case, you see. The killer's name was Abercrombie. Well, somebody said there was a look on his face, a special look that he gave his next victim, and then very shortly afterwards, that person would be taken ill. And this is just the same.
So, what is?
The look. I saw it first with Amy Gibbs, and then she died. And then it was Carter and Tommy Pierce. Well, Carter, of course, was a drinker, and Tommy Pierce was such a horrible little bully, so I didn't feel too bad. But now it's happening again. It's going to be Dr. Humbleby next. And he's such a good man. I have to do something.
Yes, so many murders in such a small town. Rather hard to get away with.
Oh, no, my dear boy, no. That's where you're wrong. Murder is easy, so long as no one suspects you. And this murderer is the last person you would suspect.
Murder is easy. I've never thought of it that way. Certainly not easy to solve.
No, it's taken me some time. But I've done it now. They won't get away with it again.
Let me get you a taxi to the Yard.
No, it's not far. I'd rather walk and gather my thoughts. Oh, it's been such a relief talking to a policeman.
Well, I'm retired.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?